on this wonderful, beautiful, fabulous day, the 4th of July, with our 11-day spiritual retreat, lecture number 6, entitled Being Comfortable with World Conditions. Being comfortable with world conditions. The mother is in her kitchen, and the children come roaring into the kitchen saying, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, they're chasing me, everything's going wrong." And Mommy says, "All right, what seems to be the problem?" "Well, they're chasing me." "Why are they chasing you?" "Because I was throwing stones at them." "Well, why were you throwing stones at them?" "Because they were naughty." "Well, why were they naughty?" "They were naughty because they were saying bad things about people." "Well, are you your brother's keeper?" What does that mean? Are you supposed to make sure that everybody else lives right in the world, or are you supposed to live right yourself?" "Well, but they're not supposed to do that." "Yes, I know. We're taught that they're not supposed to do that, but are we our brother's keeper? Are you going to watch everything that they do and make sure that they brush their teeth? Are you going to make sure that they polish their shoes? Are you going to make sure that they clean their plate? Are you going to make sure that they eat all the foods their mommy tells them to eat? Are you going to make sure that they do their homework when they're supposed to do it? Are you going to make sure of that?" "No." "Well, then don't go telling other people how to live their lives. You just live your life as beautifully as you can, and everybody else will get along just fine. Because then, do you know what will happen to you?"
"What? What will happen to me?"
"You will become the role model. You will become the example. And they'll look at you and they won't say, 'What a goody-goody boy.' They'll say, 'Hey, he knows what he wants to do and he does what he wants to do. And if he says no, it must mean no because he's smart. He knows what he's talking about. We ask him to come and throw stones at the old man's windows, and he says, 'No, no, thank you.' He didn't tell us not to do it. He just said, 'No, thank you.' But then he said, 'Why don't you come to my house? My mom just bought a gallon of ice cream, and it's in the refrigerator, and it's too big, and it needs to be eaten some of it. So, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.' And they forget all about throwing stones at the window. And they come with you and have fun. And your mother says, 'Hey, what's the idea of bringing all those kids in here for ice cream? You know, you didn't tell me about it.' 'Just a minute, Mom, come in the other room.' So he takes his mother in the other room. 'They wanted me to join them throwing stones at Mr. Bad Guy's windows, and I said no. And they still were going to go and do it. And I said, 'Come on, my mom's got a gallon of ice cream in the house that needs to be eaten.' And Mama says, 'Son, I'm proud of you. You're an ambassador of goodwill. You are a peacemaker. You're a wonderful son.' Son, 'Mom, last week you told me I had my nose in other people's business.' 'Yes, that was last week.' But isn't it better playing the game this way than the way you were playing it last week?"
"Yeah."
"Why is it better?" "Well, they don't throw stones at me."
"Yeah."
"And of course you don't throw stones at them." "And they don't chase me." "That's right." "And you don't run from them. Because you just stand up and you say, 'Hey, what are you guys up to? Let's play some games. Let's have some fun together. Let's do things together.' And you see, when you realize that you're not your brother's keeper, you're not in charge of world conditions as far as making things happen, but you are in charge of world conditions by having yourself be a good example of what you feel should be done in the world relative to those conditions. Now, you know, son, you're pretty good. You're pretty advanced. You're pretty wonderful. I'm proud of you. Now, would you like to have a little project?"
"Oh, yes, Mom, sure. Anything you say, Mom. Anything. Yeah, tell me. What can I do? What's the project, Mom?"
"Well, this project is a project of world peace."
"World peace? How can I do anything about world peace?"
"Well, you can use your mind, which is a very powerful mind. You can use your leadership, and you can be thinking world peace."
"Well, what good would that do?"
"Well, when you think world peace, then there now is peace on earth, and it began in your heart, in my heart. Then it goes everywhere in the world."
"But, Mom, it's a big world. There's a lot of things going on in this world that are not peaceful."
"That's right, son. And that's why every one of us who thinks peaceful thoughts is making the world just a little more peaceful and a little more beautiful. Now, would you like to have that as a project?
Well, that's kind of big.
Now, I tell you, son, you go out and you gather up your boyfriends and your girlfriends and bring them all in, and we'll have another ice cream fest tomorrow after lunch. How's that suit you? We don't want to destroy the lunches, you know. So right after lunch, we'll have an ice cream fest. You bring all your boyfriends and all your girlfriends. I don't care how many you can get. Get as many as you can. Many boyfriends and girlfriends as you have. Well, the next day came along, and this little ingenious character, he had put a notice up at school. Because school was only half day that day. And he put the notice up, free ice cream at my house to every boy and girl who wants to come at 1 o'clock this afternoon. No questions asked. Just come and enjoy, because I'm a nice guy and my mom is a nice girl, you know. And so there were about 40, 50 kids showed up. And the mother thought, wow, hey, what have I let myself in for? And she said, well, son, you all sit in the living room, and I got to run out for a minute. I got to buy some more ice cream. And so she jumped in the car and ran over to the ice cream store, and she bought 2 more gallons of ice cream, or maybe even 3. And so she bought these 3 gallons of ice cream, and she bought all flavors, you know, Neapolitan and chocolate and butter pecan and everything else on the sun. And she came back. And when she came back, she says, boys and girls, how about some ice cream? And they said, that's what we're here for. We heard we were going to have ice cream. Well, first, I want you to hear something. Well, what is that? Well, it's the idea that every person on earth makes a difference with what they think.
What's that?
Well, every thought that anybody on earth thinks changes the vibrations of the whole earth. So if you think a happy thought about your daddy, the whole earth is going to think a happy thought about your daddy, and your daddy is going to feel so good, he's going to say, I don't know why, but I feel on top of the world. I just feel wonderful. And when he comes home, he's going to buy toys for all your kids, and he's going to say, my goodness, I feel wonderful. I don't know why, but I do. And why am I buying all these toys? You know, I wouldn't do it, but I just feel wonderful. Then he gets home, and he gives the toys to the kids. He says, I don't know why, but you deserve these somehow. Well, you see, it's just a little thought. And a little thought of surrounding your daddy with your pure white light of love, surrounding him with peace, and surrounding him with success and happiness, surrounding him with abundance, surrounding him, you know. And when you do that, then you are putting a cause in motion for your daddy's world. Now, you got a mommy too?
Yeah.
Then put a cause in motion for her. And you got brothers and sisters too?
Yeah.
Well, put a cause in motion for them too. Say they're the nicest brothers and sisters in the whole world. And they want to be nice, and they are nice. And whenever I come around them, they're smiley, and they're fun, and they want to let me use their toys. Yeah, sure. No. You put the cause in motion, and wonderful things happen. So, little by little, she had them doing these things. Okay, now, who would like to help me dish out the ice cream?
I would!
They all raised their hand. Well, I've only got 5 spoons here, and we got all 35 bowls here, almost 40 bowls. So, who's going to help? Now, who's going to take the bowl and bring the bowl up here and let each one get filled? And then who's going to take the bowl away and deliver it to somebody? Okay? Now, here comes the ice cream. Who wants butter pecan? No answer. Who wants chocolate? Everybody wants chocolate. Should have all chocolates, you know. So she starts delivering the bowls of chocolate. And they're dipping the chocolate into the bowls and taking it around to all the kids. And the kids are sitting there. And the kids said, you know, I almost didn't come because I thought this was too good to be true. I thought this was too wonderful that your mom's just going to give us all ice cream for nothing, you know. Well, not for nothing. Oh, what is the catch? Well, the catch is that you understand that every thought you think has power in it. And if you think a thought of peace on earth, it will have power for peace on earth. Just like the thought we thought for your daddy, of him being a happy, happy, happy man. And he comes home with presents for everybody. He says, I don't know why, but I just feel so happy. I just feel so good, you know. And it's your thought. It's your thought. And what about your baby sister who's in the hospital? And she's got a problem. And the doctors can't figure out what's the matter with her. Remember? Now, you just say, I surround my baby sister with my pure white light of love. Every organ, action, function of her body is perfect right now. Right now! Hey, the rest of you kids, you want to join in for her little sister? Yeah. What's your sister's name? Marjorie. Okay. So now let's all say, I surround Marjorie with my pure white light of love, and every organ, action, function of her body is whole and perfect right now. Okay. Here we go. One, two, three.
I surround you, Marjorie, with my pure white light of love. And every organ, action, and function of your body is whole and perfect.
Right now.
Now, I think that that was too bad. Because she got her mouth in front of her hand, you know, and she's not enunciating, and none of you are really saying it as though you really mean it. Come on, kids.
I surround you, Marjorie, with my pure white light of love. Every organ, action, and function of your body is whole and perfect now.
All right. Now, where's your little sister? Where's Margie? What hospital is she in?
She's whole and perfect.
What hospital is she in?
In Grossmont Hospital.
Thank you. She's in Grossmont Hospital. Okay. Now, you know right where she is, don't you?
Right.
She's your little sister. Now, you call her on the phone right now. Okay. Dial up the number. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. I want to talk to Marge. Oh, okay. There you are already. Marjorie. When we are coming to pick you up this afternoon because the doctor called us and said, you're just fine.
You're whole and perfect.
You're whole and perfect.
Now, no, you don't go say the doctor called us. The doctor didn't call.
No.
You say, Marjorie, I'm so happy for you because I'm happy that you're whole and perfect. And Marjorie says, well, how'd you know the doctor just left me and he just said I can go home this afternoon? Oh. That's wonderful, Marjorie. That's wonderful. And we'll be right there to pick you up as soon as you're ready to go. What time can you leave? 4 o'clock? Okay. We'll be there at 4. Did you call Mom yet? No. I'll call Mom and tell her. Oh, Marjorie, I'm so happy for you. And, you know, at 5 years old, it's time that you're at home perfect as well as you are. You understand? It's
yes.
Got to fall into the proper logic on this thing here, because if you start saying that the doctor told you that the doctor didn't tell you something, let Marjorie tell you these things, because Marjorie knows better than you do. Well, you know she's whole and perfect, but Marjorie has the experience of whole and perfect. But you see, trust yourself. Now, you don't have to call, but you can. You're not going to call to see if she's well. You're calling because you know she's well. You see, there's a difference. If you call because you want to see if the fight's over or if the war is over, well, hey,
forget it.
Yeah, you're part of the war. You're part of the problem. So, being comfortable with world conditions. When we are the creator of the world conditions, by our thought, great things happen. Okay, back to the living room. Ice cream is getting spilled on the floor. And everybody's sitting there eating, and there's more ice cream to be had. Can we have some more? Sure. Each one of you come up here and take what you want. And they each came up and took big gobs of ice cream, and they were so happy, and they went back and sat down, and Mother gave them each some napkins and helped them to eat in a nice, clean way. And she says, now, what are you kids doing in school? How are your conditions in school? What are the world conditions of your school? Are you a successful student? Are you a happy student? Do you have good teachers? Do you have teachers that are good teachers? They know how to teach? Well, I don't know. Miss So-and-so is so-and-so. Well, let's take Miss So-and-so and let's give her a ticket to the School of Wonder and Magic, okay? Okay. Hello, Miss So-and-so. Today, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I give you a wonderful lifetime pass to the School of Magic and Teaching joy. And so, here it is. Now, can you visualize her? Mm-hmm. Can you visualize yourself giving it to her?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you go to school tomorrow, tomorrow's another school day. You don't have school this afternoon. But tomorrow's another school day. You'll find that your teacher's going to be exactly what you expect her to be. Okay, now, there's a fire, and you see it burning in somebody's house. And you say, ah, call the fire department. Ah, ah, ah. And no. You know better now. You know that you are masters of your consciousness. You know that you are masters of your world. You know that you put the cause in motion to bring about the world condition. So you just speak your word and you say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround this house with my pure white light of love. All the appearances are the pure white light of love. This house is in divine order right now. This house is in divine order right now. This house is in divine order right now. And then close your eyes and say, this house is in divine order right now. This house is in divine order right now. And then all of a sudden you hear the fire engine sirens going on. You open your eyes and they're leaving. They had to go to where the fire was. There was no fire here. Could that happen?
Of course.
You bet it can happen. Are we going to teach that to our children? Are we going to teach that to ourselves? Are we going to practice it? Are we going to have it come true because we put the cause in motion? Now, this little fella, his mother and dad taught him some pretty good stuff, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They taught him how to think and how to act and how to be under all circumstances. They didn't get after him. They didn't get angry with him because he was doing dumb stuff. They just taught him good stuff. Now, are you ready to be learning good stuff and practicing good stuff and doing good stuff? Are you ready to do it before you hurt? I told you the story about the chairman of the prayer and treatment committee at the United Church of Religious Science in Los Angeles. The Congress was coming up. The annual Congress for the United Church was coming up the next day. And so Dr. Ballantyne Henley, the president of the United Church at that time, he came to this fellow and he said, I'd like you to treat that our Congress will be a success tomorrow and that everything will go just beautifully and wonderfully. And the man says, I won't. And Henley says, you won't? He says, I don't wait till the last minute. I've been treating all month that the program is a wonderful success, and that's why everything's working out so beautiful for you. Haven't you wondered why it was so easy this year compared to other years? Well, you put me in charge of your treatment this year, and I've been treating ever since I got the responsibility, and it is fantastic. And when tomorrow comes, you're going to find that this Congress is going to be the most fun and exciting Congress that we've ever had here. And it was. It was. But he didn't wait till the last minute to do the treatment. He did the treatment immediately when he knew it was his responsibility to do the treatment. Now, I ask you, when is it your responsibility to do a treatment for world conditions?
Now.
Now. Right now. And if you don't do it, who is to blame?
Me.
Nobody. Nobody. Did you create the world condition being bad?
No.
No. Did you create it being good? No. Could you have? Yes. But you didn't. But you see, it's not your fault. It's only your fault if a change takes place. If the world condition turns to the better and you treat it, it's your fault. If the world condition turns to the worse and you treat it that it was just terrible and there's nothing that could save the world because it's going to hell in a basket, you know, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these are all our fault, our choices. And what do you want to do? How do you want to handle your choice? Where is your goal? Where is your direction? You know, we talked about the test tube children being the Christ children and having nothing else in their mind except the idea of their perfection. It's not never too late. It's never too late. Do you know that they have worked with elderly people in their 90s and 100s, you know, and they teach them weightlifting. And these people improve 24% in 1 year, their lifestyle. And they add to the years of their life by an equal 10 or 20%, you know. Pretty good, though. Uh-huh. A healthy body. I mean, and they develop muscles. And they're lifting weights, not big ones. Maybe 1 pound weights, you know. But lifting them and working every day, every week on it. And magic happens to them. Now, how could they ever have magic happen when they first lift the weight? Just put it down, you know. No, it's lift it. When you get tired, stop lifting it. And if you're tired for the day after 10 lifts, then stop. Then the next day, make 12 lifts or 15. And then stop. And then just keep going. And maybe a couple of times a day you might do it. But just do it. And watch the magic happen. After a while, you'll have muscles. And you have good muscles. So it is with your treatment. There's peace on earth, and it began with me. There's peace right here in my heart, my world, and it began with me. Can you realize that? That's pretty powerful. Because that's what it's all about. The peace right now is the peace in you. And it's a powerful peace. Yeah. Very powerful peace. I was wondering why I have 40 minutes on our tape here, and that's because I didn't start a new tape on the end of the last whatever we did.
It's thought for today.
So we'll just move it forward to the point of the beginning, and then we'll start. So no problem. You see, why get upset? Just let it play, and when it's ready to start, then press the other machine to start. And sure, I should have pressed a new recording, because this requires you to press a new tape or new
file.
Thank you. A new file. And if I had pressed it for a new file, then it would start. Because I was thinking, here it is, 41 minutes, and I know I've only been talking for about 23 minutes, which is what I have been talking. And you see, that's a world condition, isn't it? That's a big mess, and that puts everything out of order. But it doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother us. We just are aware of it, and we handle it well. And as we are aware of it and handle it well, everything works out in perfect order. Now, does everything always work out in perfect order in your life and in your world?
Yes.
Do you always put the right cause in motion?
Yes.
Are you always on top of everything?
Yes.
Answering me before I even get the question out of my mouth.
You know that it's a yes.
You know that it's a yes. Okay. Being comfortable with world conditions. Now, every time I go to Nigeria, people say to me, you're going to Nigeria? Don't you realize this, that, and the other thing is taking place there? And that they've just had upheavals, and they've just had this, that, and the other thing? And I say, I am not going to Nigeria for upheavals or for anything that is unhappy. I'm going to Nigeria for happy things. I'm going to Nigeria for a wonderful seminar. I'm going to Nigeria for wonderful people. I'm going to Nigeria for a wonderful adventure. And I'm not going there because I'm going there because of a problem that the country has. And when I go there, every problem the country may have is put on hold until I leave. And if they want my help and work on it, I'm glad to give it to them, but it does not touch me. I'm being comfortable with world conditions. I can walk through the field of war, remember the Bible? And 10,000 can fall on one side and 1,000 on the other, but nothing comes nigh unto me. And that has happened many times in my life. And it's happened in your life more than you know, because you don't realize what you just walked through. Didn't you know what you were walking through? Didn't you realize how terrible that was? No. You know, we've been trying to keep people out of that trouble zone, and you just walk on through there as though there's no trouble. Well, you shut your mouth. Because these people who want trouble, they're there because they want trouble. They're not there because they want peace. They're there because they want a conflict of some sort. You understand? So, Jesus said, shake the dust off your feet wherever you are not appreciated and just go your way. So, when people want to fight for their
limitations,
then we just let that be. We let that be theirs. If someone tells me, I say, don't touch the stove, it's hot. I'm going to touch the stove. Well, if you do, it's hot. And I got a right to do anything I want to do. You sure do. You sure do. Go right ahead. Do anything you want to do. But just remember, I gave you the warning. Ow! Ow! You didn't say how hot it was. Ow! 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 You know, and you're terrible. You shouldn't have let me do that. I mean, I'm a little tiny kid, and I didn't know any better. Oh, you knew better, all right. You made your own choice. And you experience your own result. Do you think that kid is ever going to touch a hot stove again? Does he need to learn in that way? What? No. But does he learn very well in that way? You know? And this is what we all do. We all learn very well in that way. Now, isn't it interesting? I turned on this tape recorder when it had a 19 or 20 minute talk on it. And then I went on to continue. Now, I don't have to do anything to our internet tape, do I? Because I started this going at the time that was started going. And so that is going at the moment this was going. And so that's all fresh and new. That's going to be the talk all by itself because it's no problem. Now, isn't it interesting? I wasn't even thinking about it, but the solution came to my mind, making me realize that there's nothing more to do. It's all done in divine order. And this is just a little reminder that you can, you know, put things together when you don't need to put things together. Now, this is unimportant anymore. Once it's on there, it doesn't matter. And I put this here, and what I do is I give Seville a disc full of this stuff, and she can sit and listen to it to her heart's content if she wants to. But she can also listen on the internet or anywhere else. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Being comfortable with world conditions. Are you comfortable with world conditions? Do you know what world conditions are? Do you really know what world conditions are? Do you really know who and how world conditions are? Do you really know about that? You think you do, but do you? Now, consider once what world conditions might be. That's interesting, isn't it? What might world conditions be? The world conditions might be that we have a famine, that the crop is lost because the rain didn't come down, and the locust might have eaten it or something. What are we going to do? You people are touching the table here. What are we going to do? I'm blaming you when I should be blaming myself. Yeah, there we go again. What are we going to do? We're going to do these things in such a way that it's, that's even better. Right, set it on the table. Thank you. So, we put this tape recorder right in the glass here and let it be in its perfect, sound, stable way. Thank you, Sylvia. See, I told you you're brainy.
Yes.
And you didn't really believe how brainy you were until all of a sudden you started coming up with all these magical ideas to solve problems that you didn't even know existed
right.
2 seconds before. Okay, now. So, you're in this area that is experiencing famine and experiencing drought and experiencing all these things. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Just say, ha, 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 ha.
I'm surrounded by harmonious circumstances.
I am
the pure white light of love.
I surround this circumstance with my pure white light of love. You don't say I'm surrounded by harmonious circumstances, because your circumstance is that it's not harmonious, and you are surrounding it with harmonious circumstance. You are surrounding the crop with harmonious circumstances. Now, Think about this. Here we have this country. Let's say it's Niger, or let's say it's Nigeria or some other country. Not Nigeria or Ghana or something like that, but let's say it's Texas. Okay, Texas, that's a good one, isn't it? So Texas is having a problem. Texas is having a severe drought, and nothing is growing. They had to take all the cattle out of the state. They had to take them where there was forage for them to eat. They had to take all the sheep and all the goats. They had to take all the animals, all the chickens, and they had to do everything to put the animals where it was more salubrious for them to live and eat until they solved their problem of the drought. Okay, the drought came. The drought came, and it was really overwhelming. There's large fires that burned off large acreages of ground, just tremendous. Ellen, if you're not going to listen to my story with an open mind, 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 then my story isn't going to get a chance to get to you in a beautiful way. You understand?
Yes.
Open mind. Now, it's good that this happened because this is what many people do. Oh, God, fire, oh. Okay. Did you know, Ellen, that the giant sequoia tree that drops its seedling or cone to the ground will never have little seedlings, will never have little sequoia trees, unless a fire comes along and burns the cone and pops the seeds out of it. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you know.
Right.
If the fire does, and it has to be fire, it can't be the heat of the sun or anything else, and the fire has, and that's why around many sequoia trees, in fact most of them, it has burned any number of times over the years. And it doesn't hurt the sequoia tree.
Wow.
But it pops the seed out of the
seedling.
Out of the cone. Out of the pine cone, you know, where the seeds are in the pine cone. Okay, now, just a little side. Okay. Now, Texas is going through this terrible drought, and the land is being burned or burns by itself because of the spontaneous combustion and many other things. And after a period of this, for maybe about 6 months, 6 months of real terrible drought, real terrible thing, then came a big rain, and it washed everything out. And it flooded everything and made everything into a big, sloppy mess. That went on for another month. Then things settled down, and the things started to grow again. It started to have gentle rains now and then, and the plants began coming up, natural plants. And the agriculturalists went in, because I said all is in divine order. The agriculturalists went in, and they began looking at the plants that were coming up. And they found that the plants were an entirely new breed which have been stripped of all viruses, all bacterias, all negative viruses, all negative bacteria, all negative things, and all of the conditions that had been disadvantageous to the range feeding cattle and range feeding sheep and another being, was now completely erased, and a new breed, new mixture, hybrid, I might say, a new hybrid of growth has come up, which is richer, more luxuriant, more beneficial to the cows and to the sheep. And by the time they get the sheep back on the land, it takes another 3 or 4 months, by the time they get the sheep and cows back on the land has stabilized with this new growth, and the cattle and the sheep eat this new growth, and eating this new growth, they have it changes the flora fauna within themselves, and they now are immune to something that they were never immune to before. They now are able to do things that are utterly fantastic. And no one would have dreamed that could have been so because of the drought and because of the rain. We thought, oh boy, floods, rain, drought, everything. You know, how can anything be more terrible? Well, these are blessings that come. And we say, okay, God, why do we have to go through this? And so God in you says, I quote, we had to go through this so that we could purify the land and purify the animals that you have been raising for these many, many years who have fallen into a bad rap. They've fallen into these disease germs in their body. They've fallen into all sorts of virus and things, and you didn't even know it because it was so common. It was in every one of them, so you didn't think of it. Hoof and mouth disease is something you can definitely tell is a problem, and you work on it. But here you couldn't tell because it was natural. It's like the children in Somalia, I believe it was, where they swam in this river, and they swam in this river beautifully. But in the river was a lot of bacteria and viruses that would kill people. And so the World Health Organization gave these children all the vaccines to get rid of the virus and the bacteria. And in the process, they got rid of the ability to swim in that water and be in that water and not be destroyed by the other bacteria that are there. And so the other bacteria were able to take a hold, and they killed off thousands of children. Just because they didn't know ahead of time, they didn't think ahead of time, they didn't ask their divine self ahead of time. Okay, now, Texas, from that day forward, has experienced the greatest crops, the greatest herds of cattle and flocks of sheep and other creatures that live down there that are the healthiest, most fantastic in the world, because they went back to their original purity and integrity after going through the drought where everything dried and completely destroyed itself, no longer available. Then they went through the fire, which destroyed it even more, so that its seeds, which were on the surface of the ground, would no longer be replanted, and that those seeds that were beneath the surface of the ground, that's the original purity and integrity, if you might want to call it that, the seeds that were the original purity and integrity, they came forth. They came forth in beauty. They came forth in wholeness. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That's a story that's been told many times. Many times. Because it happens many times. It happened throughout the Western United States. People came out there, tried to raise crops on dry farming, and they destroyed the whole Western United States. All the land was devoid, and the great dust storms of the Depression times and dust storms came up, and the dust blew all of the beautiful earth from the land there in Oklahoma and those other states and blew it over into California. That's why California is so rich in its land and things like that. But no, really, the divine in us has a way of doing things if we don't handle it ourselves. And if we want to live in a nature existence, then we have to realize that nature existence is a pretty important existence. Now, are you going to speak your word? Are you going to speak your word and have those experiences? You can. There are many countries in the third world country who are having difficulty with crops and other things. But they don't know it, because they're perfectly happy. But then the well-wishers of the world come in there and say, you don't have enough food. You don't have enough of this, that, and the other thing. And so then they bring that food in, which is contrary to what they're used to having. And so then they become used to having food they're not used to having and can't get anymore because it's not brought in anymore, you know. And so there they are, forced to die because they were fed things that they were not given more of, you know. You say, well, who would ever do something like that? Well, everybody. If you gave your son $12 million right now, do you think you'd be doing him a favor?
No.
Not in the slightest. Because he would not know how to handle it. He would not know how to enjoy it. He would not know how to use it. Oh, I got... Sure you would. But did you think of what you're doing? Did you think of how you're doing? If you really did it on your first thought, you'd be fine. But you don't. You do it on your second and third thought. And what's your first thought? Your first thought is, me, me, me. That's great. Your second thought is, I want to buy Mother a nice big house. And I want to put an opera hall in the house for her, you know. And I want to get her a parrot that speaks all the phrases of the Bible for her, you know. And so we're going to give this to her. And so you give all that stuff to her. And what does Mother do? She does the most natural thing in the world. She has parrot chicken, you know. And so she cooks the parrot as a chicken and thinks that it's a chicken. Because she does, no, really, she doesn't know that the parrot has other assets to it. Because she hasn't been told. Did somebody go in and tell her that the parrot did those things? No. Did somebody go in and tell her that the opera house didn't have to have her friends in it? It could be just for her? That she could go in there and listen to the operatic movies, operatic pieces that she loves so dearly? Did anyone say that to her? No. Could they have? Sure. Why is it these things don't happen? We presume too much. Now, what we want to presume too much is that all is in divine order. So, when you walk into a place that is uptight, you just say, all is in divine order, in yourself, quietly. And then you look around and you see all in divine order. If you see things not in divine order, you're not in divine order. First, you have to make sure that you're in divine order. First, you have to be comfortable with world conditions in you before you can be comfortable with world conditions outside of you. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's where it starts. That's where it stops. That's what it's all about. Now, when are you going to do it?
Now.
All right. Now, how are you going to do it? How are you going to be comfortable with world conditions? Ellen, how are you going to be comfortable with world conditions?
I'm peace. I like me. And that's reflecting in my world.
And that's all it takes, isn't it? Sibyl, how are you going to see Nigeria as the garden nation of the world?
I am the garden nation of the world.
Yeah?
The owners.
And how are you going to see Nigeria as that?
I am Nigerian and it's done.
What's that, please?
It's done.
You said,
I am Nigeria.
Now, that's important. I am Nigeria, and it's done. Now, you see, I am, what's your name in the hospital, little girl?
Marjorie.
I am Marjorie in the hospital. And how is Marjorie?
Well, I'm perfect.
Fantastic, see?
Fantastic.
Okay. Now, I am Diego. And how is Diego with your $20 million?
The richest man in the world.
Oh my.
He is a balanced human being enjoying the money.
All right.
Isn't that much better?
Yeah.
Because you know you're lying when you say the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Because you know Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are.
Nobody can be rich independent of that.
But you said the richest and you didn't mean anything independent.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can play games if you want, but you see, and because this is important, she thought money. She thought money. And that's why, as she thought money, that was what it was that she was dealing with. And because that's what she thought it was that she was dealing with, then that brought the problem. But the problem doesn't come unless that's what you're thinking it as. You have to keep your mind so clear and so beautiful, and so positive, that you're untouched by these things, you know? Really very important. Now, think about that. Think about that. I think that being comfortable with world conditions is a matter of you being comfortable first with yourself, and second, being comfortable with everything that you see. Because if you don't see it, you don't know that it's a condition that you need to be comfortable with. So you look at the newspapers and magazines and you see all that stuff. Now, what if you don't know about it? What if you don't know about the war that's going on in Jixigu? What are you going to do? What if you don't know about the war?
If I don't know about it, it doesn't exist in my world.
There now?
There's peace on earth and it began with me.
There now is peace on earth and it began with me. Wherever, it doesn't matter. But there now is peace on earth and it began with me and it stays with me. That's very important. Good point, isn't it? Well, let's think on these things and let's empower these things and let's know that these things are truly what makes the world go round. And it's a wonderful thing that we're working on because we are in charge and we are the masters of it. And that's all that it takes and that's all that it is. So think on these things and enjoy them and realize that that's what your life is all about, being who you are and living in that perfect way. So have a lovely day and know that you are in charge and you are wonderful. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.